Head over to Austin, and State Representative John Rainey, who represents District 14, joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing pretty well.
Well, good. Let's look back to yesterday, the state of the state. Get your thoughts there.
Well, I think the governor laid out some pretty good plans, and talking about sanctuary cities, CPS, which I think is really critical, ethics reform, and convention of the states. They seem to be the four things that he put the most emphasis on, and he talked a little bit about property tax relief. And I'm not sure I understand how you do that when that really is a local issue to me, but I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well,
looks like to me we need to replace it with something if we're going to cut it down.
Sure. Well, I've got Mayor Mooney in queue, and we'll be talking in just a minute. It looks good to be able to do something with property taxes over in Austin, but it will. That's going to roll downhill and have an impact on the counties and the cities.
I think it will. I've got to study that real hard before I jump on board there. I don't think there's any of us that enjoy paying taxes, but growing
yep.
cities and need the ability to collect enough taxes to operate on.
Now, the convention of states, again, I get it, I understand it, makes perfect sense, but in reality, do you think that is a realistic situation that the governor is suggesting?
You know, he, in a talk I heard last spring, he talked about that, and he said, well, people are concerned that it can get out of hand. And he talked about that there were 13, if 13 states opposed something, it was not going to come up. So that seems like a double-edged sword to me. It works both ways. If there were not 13 states to oppose, let's just say the Second Amendment, we could lose the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a curious situation. I have signed on to the bill. I sure am going to watch very carefully what it says. I sure would like it to be restricted, but there are those who also believe that once you have that convention of states going on, that it cannot be restricted as to what it talks about. So I don't know how that's all going to work.
State Representative John Rainey, go ahead. Go ahead.
The other thing that we keep talking about doing things for border security and the governor's education research fund, and yet we keep talking about cutting taxes. I don't know how that's going to work. I just can't see a continued cutting of taxes then us being able to do the services that states are asked to do. He put a hiring freeze on that's going to save $200 million. That's really kind of a drop in the bucket when you look at the whole budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that I would agree with you there. I think a week ago today, the chancellor was over at Austin to do some testifying about special items, which we'd spoken to the state senator about. I mean, we're talking about $1.1 billion in special item funding. What's your thought? What's the feeling over in Austin about that?
Well, I really don't know. I can say this, that special item funding will not affect Texas A&M University, but it will affect most of the other universities in the system. And, they don't have the funding sources that A&M has. I'm a little concerned about that. Education is a very, very important thing to me. It's important to our community. I'm also very interested in what we can do with workforce training. I think that's as important, if not more important, than higher ed. And higher ed is pretty darn important. So I don't know where we're going to go. If we keep cutting taxes, how do we provide these services?
Well,
and as you know, there's only about 17% of the budget that has any flexibility. All of it, all the rest of the budget is dedicated money.
John, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the speaker, he's a friend of yours. You guys got to get going. I mean, you don't have committee assignments yet. Senate's getting way ahead of you. There's obviously a disconnect as far as what the size of the budget needs to be. When does that impasse break and you get your assignments and we get to specific work?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will take place maybe tomorrow or today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And it's always kept quiet. But typically it has been right around the 1st of February when we get those assignments. And I do think we need to go to work. And I think the appropriations process is critical. They've talked about, you know, the big differences in the two budgets. We'll work on that. If I'm still on appropriations, we can work on that right away, just start working on it. And then the real process begins when you assign those five members from each body to be the conference committee, because they're not going to be identical when they come out.
Sure.
And that's when the work really begins, and we'll see. It's five members from each side, so
yep.
Everybody has input.
You're going to have to hit the ground running, that's for sure. Every Wednesday, State Representative John Rainey joined us. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.